Global News on Monday, May 3rd, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Chloe. The weather forecast. The scattered thunderstorms continue in the next days. Temperature ranges between 26 degrees at night and 35 degrees during the day. South-southeasterly winds at 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. Humidity around 75%. Here's an excerpt from the presentation about mobility management in Oroville held by Karl-Heinz Posch on Friday, the 30th of April at the Multimedia Center.
How does it look in Oroville? There are no general data available. Sorry. But there have been counts, CEPD, they made a mobility study of Oroville, and they did counts on three road segments. Now, that's not exactly the same as what I showed you about the model split, but it's something that you can compare a bit. Yeah? And there, you see that pedestrians made up 8 to 10%, the bicycle made up 20 to 35%, and motorized vehicles were 50 to 65%. Most of them were these two-wheelers, so the car still has a very small share. But you see, this looks a bit more like Perth and not at all like Groningen or Zurich. Yeah? That's a clear picture. So, now I have to peek in my next slide. Yeah, okay. So, as a background, you see, you can imagine, I felt this, I just saw that I didn't need to count, and every one of you, if you go out on the road or a view, you can feel this, you can see this, and you can see how it changes. I came in 2008 and then in 2009, and I just felt, there is more traffic, and if you feel that just within 1 year, that's very worrying. So one thing was that the activities of road service, so the maintenance, they are determined by l'avenir. So this was one of the first things that Alain said. And they also said that the maintenance of cycle paths is in principle very easy, but that the maintenance of roads gets more and more difficult because the traffic is growing. Pretty logic. From l'avenir, we discussed a little bit about the population growth, and I got the data from Sauro, and this sentence expresses it. So it's most probable that the growth in the next years will be around 100, and it's very unlikely that it will be more in the next 3 to 5 years. It can, of course, be different, but this is the likely scenario. And the planning for the next years focuses on the spine concept, so it's development along the crown road between Solar Kitchen and Town Hall.
You can listen to the whole presentation on Oroville Radio soon. Vipassana meditation. From the 4th to the 15th of June, a Vipassana meditation course will be held in Oroville, which can be seen as an aid in the integral yoga. Vipassana means to see things as they really are. It is one of India's most ancient techniques of meditation, and it was taught in India more than 2,500 years ago as a universal remedy for universal ills. Vipassana eliminates the three causes of all unhappiness: craving, aversion, and ignorance. With continued practice, the meditation releases the tensions developed in everyday life, opening the knots tied by the old habit of reacting in an unbalanced way to pleasant and unpleasant situations. There are still free places in the meditation course. For more information, contact Bhavanadi at oroville.org.in. The Mother. It is good to have the unshakable faith. It makes your path easier and shorter. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovians. For further information, please contact oroviradio.org.